Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Coast to coast instrumentals.
The Thug and Miguel love. Hold up, must come down.
Cash flow. credit card minimum ain't got a max though. To say that that's a sin, but then he take his 10%. Not really, I'm just messing with you. Believing this what blessings get you. Ain't got no time to stress it. Get money, my profession. It even costs to pay attention. It even costs to stay in prison. To learn, they even charge admission. That's why I gotta stay consistent.
Money make your money go round.
Still in debt. That's the rules, money, power, sex. You from the hood, they feel you ain't a threat. But still a swagger, still intact. Follow me like a silhouette. And my city can catch me giving back. Without money, I couldn't give them that. I guess that's just a 50-50. I can't help it, I just got hustler in me. My safe can go buy a custom Bentley. Plus a pad, addicted, no rehab.
Money make your money go round.
Got a threesome. her pussy got a vacancy. So I fed her a Philly steak with cheese, and then she got Maybelline on my favorite chain.
That Kush, I can taste it. My blunt tastes so flavored. My top back, I got racks. I'm all about my paper.
Keep it gun, it's a motor fire. Burn more trees than a 4-5. Press the tail, Ralph Lauren tie to get fly tonight. Don't need a pilot. I'm getting money, and I got it on me. I shine for them bitches. Ain't them bitches on me. I feed a chicken dinner. She's my tenderoni. I'm getting money. Yeah, I'm getting money, nigga.
People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting. I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work. 63rd and house.
Yeah, already, back on deck, I'm hoping that y'all ready. Young back on checks, I'm moving to May Friday. Cash it for gas in the whip and hit the highway. We sitting in the side. Soldiering up, boy, I told you I'm plugged. Snub hold in the slug. You niggas not thugs, sweeter than hot fuzz. Catch me skating, bitches waving, you hating and got a grudge. Tell it to the judge, lawyer or prosecutor. Hoes keep coming back, they feeling the karma sutra. That's what I'm used to, hustle to make a future. I'm touching them bad bitches, you feeling on them Medusas. Who's got them looser, even up in the club. We ball the last call and leave and go get some grub. Tony, y'all in love, me, I just wanna fuck. Fuck it to this bed, open the legs and run them up. Can I have that? I get a second and spinning like you can have that. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can have that. I came up with a couple bands, you can have that. A couple O's to my man, you can have that. These niggas hacking steady acting, I can't have that. And Smith and Wesson get the yak and you can have that. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can have that. I put 100 at the bank, you can have that. It's priest, I got that beast, priest swagger. When I step up in the club, I be sharper than a dagger. Some hoes approaching me like groceries, I'm about to bag them. Except for Buddy with the missing thief, I call a snagger. I'm Nick Jagger, minus the band members. They say money come from trees, so when they fall, I kill Simba. My birthday in July, but I be gone to November. Yelling Hanley, throwing my aces up, and that's the emblem. I do this in my slumber. Oops, I mean my slumber. Lay back in that mate, back, and I'm blowing on that number. You feeling how I'm feeling, moving, pull up to my bumper. Your face pretty, your rack might be, you got a thumb. I'm in that Hummer, I'm sitting up high. She hit my phone, she ain't on talking about getting up back. I'm smoking that lie, I feeling hazy like I'm Jay-Z, but it's free to beat. That's the beat, I just wait on that. I get it back and it's spinning like you can have that. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can have that. I came up with a couple bands, you can have that. A couple O's to my man, you can have that. These niggas hacking steady acting, I can't have that. And Smith and Wesson get the yak and you can have that. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can have that. I put 100 at the bank, you can have that. Blow money, that shit is so funny. All I get is cold shoulders from niggas with no money. I be on some new shit that is spending that old money. Laughing at these perpetrators, but getting they whole money. Stop that in the drop for the top back. Try to steal it, then they witness the killing. I pop that. You niggas grinning like you niggas is villains. You're not that. No, 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 I'm worth a million or more. You got that. I hit the mall, then I'm being too spinning. Why you acting like you're bald when you're stingy with it? I pivot. Them hoes digging, now they grins is in it. We blow the fifth, pull the fifth, now they grins is in it. I'm winning. Just look at the scoreboard. I feed her belly, then I lead a telly with your door. She on board, no pressure, there's no stretcher like she on strong. Money so heavy, my arms strong. I get it back in the spinning like you can have that. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can have that. I came up with a couple bands, you can have that. A couple O's to my man, you can have that. These niggas hacking steady acting, I can't have that. The Smith and Wesson get the yak and you can have that. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can have that. I put 100 out the bank, you can have that.
Every day I wake up, man, you know what I say? There's a monster inside. Yeah. Uh-huh. Game on. Spit fire.
I feel like there's a monster inside.
There's a monster in my eyes when I look into the mirror. Thinking of my past, make the situation clear. How I'm only imitated, but never duplicated. Trying to get you upgrade, cause you're swag outdated. Growing up without your parents and your mind faded, and you look up to a circle of people who never made it. That's why I went my own route, went to school so I could get my own clout. Now I'm the only captain in the boathouse, working on endurance, watching it transforming. Just a skinny nigga with some dirty ass urine, but I'm so clean cut and presidential attire. You couldn't find a match by striking me on fire. Give me any rap nigga, I'm setting them on fire. Bring your girl with you, I'm sitting them on fire. Not only me, dog, but all of my niggas monsters. How could you hate us when we Annapolis boss? Wanna see me cry, wanna see me lose, wanna see me die, but I won't go nowhere. Never see me down, then see me fly. I feel like
there's a monster.
career. Cause I'm never overwhelmed by none of this shit I hear. So I'm sitting back chilling with my feet up in the chair. Never peer pressure, I apply pressure to my peers. All the shit I've been through make it hard to shed tears. So I walk with a chip on my shoulder cause I'm a soldier. I swear to God, man, I'm trying to keep my composure. It's the untangibles that turn me to a handler. A road warrior to put the hawk to you animals. The Loch Ness Monster, king like Arthur. Master when I get on them cuts, I'm no barber. Smoking Swamp Thing, that's that sticky green monster. Flow so sick, I think it's making me nauseous. The way I ride this track, man, the words so flawless. All we do is win, we ain't taking no loss. Wanna see me cry, wanna see me lose, wanna see me die, but I won't go nowhere. Now I see me down, then I see me fly, I feel like
there's a monster inside.
Yeah, wanna see me cry, wanna see me lose, wanna see me die, but I won't go nowhere. Now I see me down, then I see me fly, I feel like
there's a monster inside.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That inner demon just gotta come out, man. I swear to God, I just be praying that it don't come out sometimes, man. Sometimes you gotta think twice, sometimes you just react. But it's better to just sit back and watch it like a chess move, man. Observe your pieces, man. I feel like there's a monster inside me.
Don't say my government, cause I will blow your ass down.
Damn.
any of your ass 7 feet beneath the fucking ground. I'm so Chicago like the John Hancock build. And niggas still trying to get it, but I'm seeing millions. Because I'm CEO, a beast like ENT. Don't fuck with none of these, cause they start spraying heat. You know the fucking drill. Get on the fucking flow. Now run your fucking pockets. I need some fucking mold. So I hit a nigga trap, then hit up on the roof, then blew like 10 thorns. That's what I'm supposed to do. Everything about me, everything Chicago.
Building, I see it's my kind of party. I see it's filled up with women with some swag and it, not 2 minutes. I'm up in here, I see shit that catch my interest. I see cinnamon and chocolate caramel and some vanilla. All they dress is relentless, but it's one that catch my eye. Shorty says she over, over, I look in her sexy eyes. I say that her sexy tits and look on in her sexy thighs. When I look back in her eyes, I swear that shorty read my mind. She show off her sexy smile while I watch her do her wine. I bought her some piece of rock and told her that we bout to slide. Shorty knew what time it was, we ain't even waste no time. I'm gon' be in her all night, I swear I'll try to break the spine. I'll make it wet enough to swim. Where I go and I'm gon' die. Like a swimmer, she gon' show me how she ride. I can tell by how she straight, she ain't climbing in some time. Let the whole time she alive, she gon' have this night or rewind. Word.
These bitches in the club make a nigga wanna holler.
Shorty look too good to me.
These bitches in the club make a nigga wanna holler.
Y'all know this, it's your boy AK OG Radio. Hey, the only question I got for y'all, I had a couple times I had run through my head, but people are still building up this J. Cole and this Diggy beef. Like, is this beef respectable? I mean, honestly, like, for real. Like, people calling J. Cole soft because he's not responding. Then people talking about how hard Diggy going. It's like, gee, real talk. You can't respect this beef, really. I mean, I want to say yeah, but there's no way in the world I can say yeah. I mean, for real, though. But think about it. Diggy going against J. Cole. And if J. Cole didn't respond, it's like it's a couple things probably feeling in today. He probably ain't trying to go that route. But if he had to, man, he might bury a little homie, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. Diggy, how he doing his thing? But, I feel like J. Cole need to, I mean, it's music at first. So put my man in this, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and fire back, man. It ain't going to hurt that bad, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all let me know what it is. Your boy, AK OG Radio. Y'all know how to reach me at 1-347-996-5641. All right? Back to these hits, man. I get back at y'all, all right?
GMG is so musical.
How the nigga going to press record when I ain't even ready? It's all good, though. Yeah! Yeah!
That's why I love recording.
It's the best in the world, baby! Bottles on me. It's a celebration. Do this every night. This is second nature. Real from the fake. This is segregation. Schooling y'all boys. Get your education. I'm enjoying it, this is recreation. I swear this shit easy cause nobody's a challenge. Rap is wide open cause nobody has talent. Used to be broke but now I hardly check my balance. If you ain't getting money, tough luck. I just wipe and pay it off before the month's up. I'm swinging at them, nunchuck. They trash, empty the dump truck. I'm double cuffed. Talk about his money, but tell me what you expect when my bank account lovely. See, baby, I'ma get it. I don't know about you, though. I'm out of this world. I'm living on Pluto. So go put your drinks in the air for a nigga. Go put your drinks in the air for a nigga. Go put your drinks in the air. Set it off.
That boy cold. Bundy Lane. All the nigga talk about is money. But tell me what you expect when my bank account lovely. See, baby, I'ma get it. I don't know about you, though. I'm out of this world. I'm living on Pluto. So go on, put your drinks in the air for a nigga. Go on, put your drinks in the air for a nigga. Go on, put your drinks in the air.
Baby J, Mr. Geek Bad, straight out of Florida. But no matter where I'm at, I tune in to OG Radio with my boy Mr. AKA, playing nothing but the hottest hits from independent underground artists all day. Chicago, stand up. GTP. Baby J.
One more one. Goddamn, one more one.
GTP. Bitch, I'm deep, babe. Clearly,
double back.
Bang.
Every time you see me,
see me.
Better act fast.
Hey.
Black everything, case I gotta bust a cab.
Bah.
I'ma kick back.
Bang.
Later, LL.
Late.
Why they hating on me?
Huh?
Cause I got cash.
Free.
Where the bad bitches?
Huh?
Here they all snack.
Bang.
Trying to find one, pop a pill and break a back.
Bitch,
I'm getting bad.
Bang.
In the street, bad.
Bang.
Talking heat. Blowing money fast.
Yellow Lambo, killing them first blood, yeah, the Rambo, the y'all in my back damn bloody cargo. Sin embargo, we go in large though, supercharge on a hoe. Black card, already know. They say we go ham, I'm like, for sure. Your swag's getting kinda old, the dominoes do the route with the dough. Every tune I do, I got a new flow. SH, baby, we gone pro. Rome, tell them how we roll. Yellow palm finish, tell the bitch, I got a blow. Flow so cold that a whole Jim Crow from front row, stoke show, stunt in a yo. Crazy, last time I heard you said I couldn't rap. Now I'm back, came back through black on black. Hey, me, shout out to you on that resurrection messiah. We about to get higher in the club, causing fire, buying whatever we desire.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Okay.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to jerk
it
me.
Going high on the beach, I've 100 black bands on my feet, and they see me in chinos and guess that I'm sweet, but my niggas might with the heat, no mercy for niggas that's ramping with me. I tell her about the bounce, I could try pepperine. You ain't got that swag, can't hang with the team. My blood, you're not real like tracks on weave. Me, I tell a nigga fall back, you're not a killer in the booth. Now you ain't all that, I be the realest in the booth. Cause I do what I chat racks in the back, plus another two in the back. I go ham, I never move like a fag sham, aka that dude with the swag. Your team's old school like Pixel, still can't reach even if you try and tiptoe. Money's up, your money below like a limbo. Sham, Mr. Sham Dingo. I be chilling backstage with a bimbo, pants off, open her legs like a window. Ha, tell you don't stop fronting. Say I'm cashing out with no funding. Me, I'm about my dough like a dumpling. So enough, y'all won't come for the thumping.
Cat dog and all of the real niggas that are not around. Me and West, we the middle of the map.
Everybody know this where it's at. Shot town, windy city to city, and there's any killer noise when niggas say they drilling under the act. Welcome to Shot Rap. Hunters be wildin', South Sea, what's good? Motown, I see ya. Shout out to the whole Maywood, Inglewood, and anybody else representing the city to the fullest like they should. They Cook County wishing a nigga would, cause I know a couple guys up north. So when I ride up north, I run into them gonna be on niggas and they fly in the port. This ain't a game, you can die in this sport. I'm good whenever I go, I kick it out west. Cape Town, Brickyard, L Town, and even be on Madison where the bitches are the best. They hit the circle after that, I end up over E, where them niggas be. Screaming no limit, no law on 87th Street. But watch out for the Kings, cause they out deep. Shout out to the Ambrose D's and SG's. Now we out south, you already know what I'm about. Beef, I bring 100 niggas out. So you better beware in the area you're running. Chicago Rillers are drilling nigga for messing with his house I'm from.
Hey, y'all know this is your boy AK OG Radio. And I got another topic, right? Not because of the Diggy and the J. Cole thing, that was cool. But I got a real topic from Friday. Somebody started a beef with me on Friday. They know who they are. Cause they started this shit and I didn't. But since you wanna start this, I'm definitely gonna go back in because you think it's slick. So I don't give a damn. Y'all think y'all slick with this damn thing, but all I'm saying is, some people gonna hate me for this shit. I don't care, because this is my show, I do what I want to. But I'm not trying to start no war. All y'all need to know is, I didn't start this. I ain't say this. Somebody told me this is like some written rule or law or some shit. I've never known. Fellas, don't get mad at me. But look, this somebody told me. Some woman told me that a guy is supposed to, let me say this shit the right way. A guy is supposed to pay for the first date always, like real shit. Like, I don't give a fuck what go on. Motherfucker told me that shit, no female ever pay for the first date. Like, I don't give a fuck. She asked the nigga out, all that shit, and everything, the whole nine, like everything. And then you got to take her out to the most boring restaurant you ever seen in your life on the first date. So if you take it somewhere like Outback or Chili's or something, that shit don't even count, and you consider it like a broke-ass nigga. Somebody told me, I ain't say this, this is somebody told me. Somebody told me that shit got to be done. Like, and then I was like, so if you ask a guy out, do that mean that you got that you paying? She was like, hell fucking no. Guy got to pay for every fucking thing, all that shit. So I'm like, what you telling me is, no matter what go down, this guy got to take you out and to the most ballin' restaurant ever. But wait, it even gets worse. Fellas, I don't know where she come from this shit, but at the same time, she says that it's some weird written law that a guy got to do all this, and then he probably won't even get in there. Then she says that the man gotta go down to her and then leave. What the fuck rule is this came from? I don't know. But I'm gonna let y'all talk to the person who said this shit. Now, I bring her on for every other subject, but she started this shit in the first place. I didn't start this shit. She started this shit. said that. She said niggas got taken to the most ballin'est place in the United States of America. Now, I ain't started. I just want y'all to know, ladies, I didn't start this. So don't nobody send me no evil tweet, text, Facebook messages about this. I didn't start it. I'm going to let y'all talk to the person who started this damn rumor. What's up, fam? You started this. Go ahead. You started this shit.
First of all, why would you misquote my words that I said to you, to the viewers? I did not say that like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I did not say it like that. I said that if I'm going out with a guy or any lady going out with a young man, whether no matter what the situation is, he got to pay for the date. I didn't say that we had to go to the most ballin' restaurant. I said,
yes,
if I know.
I'll tell you one thing. Did you not say that Friday? Did you not say that Friday? Did you not say that Friday?
I'm about to tell you exactly what I said. I said that if I know him for four years to 5 years, then possibly he should take me or even the lady that he's known for 4 or 5 years to Benny Hahn's or something like that because.
On the first date.
Yeah, on the first date, because they didn't know each other for 4 or 5 years. Possibly she deserves that Benny Hahn date. I didn't say that you meet a chick and then you talking on the phone with her and then all of a sudden you want to take her out and you got to go to Benny Hahn's. You know, you could take her to Applebee's or something. I'm saying if you know the girl for a minute and y'all been friends, possibly you can take her because she deserves to be taken to a special restaurant just because you've been knowing this girl for 4 or 5 years. That's time and investment. I'm just saying.
So you figure that they deserve that?
Yeah. If the guy wants to. But not only that, I did not say that guys should go to women and leave.
I just like it.
I said a man should satisfy his woman by any means and please her. So if that means doing that and he doesn't get that in return at that moment, then, hey, he should satisfy her. And that should be the only thing that should be on his mind. And then if he keep on doing that to her and she doesn't return the favor, then he should talk to her.
Okay, I can somewhat feel you on that case. Let's get back to this this point about guys got to take a girl to the most ballin'est restaurant, like off top. Let's get back to this.
Okay.
I mean, that's the last one's a kind of valid point. I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't get that or deserve that. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's got to be earned. So I feel you on that, but. My thing is, what do you believe that the guy, even if the girl say, oh, we should go out tonight, you still got to pay for the whole you did. And then you come.
Go. You finished? Go. Let you say your points. You finished?
Go ahead, G. Go ahead. So I can come back.
I mean, it's all about being a chivalrous gentleman in society, of course. I mean, the guys are expected to pay for the first date because when you pay for the first date, you set the relationship how it's going to be and you being a man and letting her know, you know. I mean, yo, you got to understand, it's the difference between a girl you met a month ago to a friend that you've known for four or five years. So friends that you've known 4 or 5 years, evidently if you've known a girl 4 or 5 years and y'all didn't hook up because you had a girl, she had a man, or just one, whatever, y'all just friends and all of a sudden y'all got emotions. 9 times out of 10, after 4 or 5 years, y'all should have went to the Applebee's and Outback's, the Chili's type of joints. Already,
man, that's an easy look you did. You know, any guy gonna hit up on the two for the dub, G, that ain't nothing.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing.
Right.
My thing is this. You wanna know why Chivalry did? You really wanna know why this nigga did? Why niggas be acting so reckless and be so bogus?
I already know what you're about to say.
What I'm finna say then? Say it.
Is it because of the woman, I don't need no nigga syndrome, I'm misindependent?
Yeah. It is. Them and the bitter friend. friends. That's not my fault. If they, if a girl in a good relationship and she got some better friends, them better friends gonna be in the air like that nigga still ain't shit. I don't give a fuck if that nigga came to your aid every single day after you done broke both of your fucking arms. This nigga still ain't shit. Bitter friends find stuff wrong. They don't even be major problems, and they make them major problems.
So do you have that in your relationship?
I don't know. No bitter friends around. All I'm saying is bitter friends fuck stuff up.
Possibly.
And no, I'm serious, but that's the, and these independent women talking about they don't need, okay, we know that you don't need me, but you still have a want for a man. Don't act like you just don't need a nigga, period. Okay, we know you don't need nobody. Nobody needs nobody. But you do appreciate and you do want their company sometimes. So don't just start acting like a nigga. Don't start acting like that. Like, I'm not talking about a nigga, but you know what I mean. You just seen the damn
with the male qualities. But see, brother, that comes from the liberation movement in the 60s when they gave women all these rights. And not only that, if you look at it, that comes from in the 70s when the black people welfare was introduced and the government said the black men could be in the household with their children if women was going to receive welfare benefits. So all that has led up to the raising of bringing of women and to the point where the black man has been destabilized to be nothing in society. And now we have this prominence now as women where we could go and go to school, work, and we could achieve. And now it seems that some black men are locked up, dead, you know, useless in society.
And that,
so,
and ain't nothing wrong with that. I applaud that 100%, but at the same
so,
time.
Hold on. So women get this ideological idea that they don't need no black men, but there's some good black men out here. You know, you a good brother. Don't get me wrong. So when they find a man like you, an alpha male, somebody that's working, trying to do right, then she needs to drop that ego, and independent, and allow her to be dependent upon her man and allow her to arise her man and make the man feel like the king and the protector that you should be and the person that should provide and profess for your family and let him do the job and be the head of the household instead of her trying to wear the pants in relationship.
I feel you too. I mean, yeah, that's a good point, and I feel you on that. But it like I said, with these some situations, you got a woman who just been doing it on her own so long. So when a guy come in a relationship and they about equal, it's a power struggle in the crib. Cause she feel like, nigga, I can do that shit too. It's like, okay, I know you can do that, but I'm the man. Let me be the man in the relationship.
Pete Gaines, somebody has to be dominant and submissive in a relationship.
I feel you.
People cannot be dominant and two people can't be submissive.
Right. It's a power struggle in the crib.
Right. So then you have to find your balance.
It's like we playing balance. Big bank, take little bank in the crib.
Right.
Like,
but you got to find your balance.
You can do that, but I can do it too.
Right. But you got to find that balance in life. Everything that involves two parties got to find a balance in life.
Right,
you got two people involved, you got to find a balance from whatever it is, from relationship to work to partnership, whatever, friendship,
like I said,
whatever, balance.
I every woman that works hard every day. But at any now and then, a woman should want to feel like a woman, not 24 hours of the day, act like a nigga all day. You got a nigga's mentality. Every now and then, she want to feel like a woman's supposed to. So therefore,
I want you to pull open that car. True, you right. Open up my door, take me out on a nice day. True,
right.
Buy my bed of water. Yeah, be a man.
Yeah, like I said, I feel that.
Slow shit. Yeah, be a man.
But like I said, that's cool enough. But every now and then, it's like you got some situations where the guy don't feel appreciated worth shit. This nigga do everything in the book, and then still come home to some damn issues, some nagging, some extra shit. And he don't want here. But this nigga can take care of business. You know what I'm saying? Hold down the crib. You know what I'm saying? Even if she is working or she ain't working. But what guy want to come to the crib and hear all that damn MIS shit?
I understand what you're saying. See, black women, number one, we must, and black men must know the woman is the queen. And the black woman must know that the woman is the king. And she must know that being a black man in America is not an easy task. of hand of any black man, especially if he's doing right, because 9 times out of 10, if he grows up in poverty, he's dealing with crackheads, gun violence, inaccurate education, poor parenting possibly, and all kind of other things, negative factors that could hold a black man down. So after he overcomes that obstacle, then women still have to look at the fact that this man is going out in the world around racism, and he's dealing with all kind of issues from the outside world, and he's just trying to provide a family and make a living to make the family happy or whatever. So, yes, women shouldn't be doing all that nagging sometimes. They need to soothe, sympathize, and empathize with their black men. But sometimes it can be hard to go out there in that white man world and try to make a decent living for yourself and for your family. And then you come home, your boss, racist kind of prejudice, but then you come home, she want to nag about the dishes or whatever, about your pants or whatever, when you know all she got to do is cook you something to eat, like you say, you know, turn on y'all football game, whatever, basketball, get you a little beer, let you chill out for a minute, and then she come and sit with you and say, baby, you got to start cleaning up. I can't do this always. After you need to calm down, have a civilized conversation. And it should be okay. But coming at you, understand what you're saying. Coming at your ear, maybe we got to do this, do that. You better keep the toilet down and all that. You can't talk to a man like you, a little punk bitch. Y'all just don't like that. I don't know. But then what about the men that are punk bitches?
Oh, it is some niggas out there like that. But, I mean, honestly, it is. It's some guys out there that sitting on the couch, manning it up all day. Nigga ain't got no job. Been hustling since the 90s. Ain't moved up
to the girl to take care of him.
Ain't moved up past selling weed. He's just at the crib. Them guys right there is like, man, you should have more than that one hustle, real talk. It should be more to your life than that. It should be more going on than that. But at the same time, them the guys that make us look bad. Because there's guys out here working hard like that, and then The niggas that just ain't on nothing. Their whole goal is get high, trying to find a quick rich, a get rich money scheme. So, man, what is it? I mean, you know. But, you know, every now and then, like, honestly, most guys don't even care if a girl can buy them something to take them out. Like, honestly, if any real guy that I know that work, do all this other shit, take care of all the bills at the crib, this nigga don't even give a fuck about this girl picking up the check at any restaurant. If he can come to the crib and his lady stay with him and he got a home-cooked meal 2 out of the 5 days and that's it, this nigga happy. I guarantee you, any lady who say that man got
anything. You say any lady that say you breaking up, what you say? I can't hear you.
Any man that's out there or lady that's out there feel like that man just always come home with attitude, but you've been sitting on the couch all day since 12. All my children and them done went off. Maury done went off. All that shit done went off. 106 Park done went off. And then you get to the crib. There ain't no food. I'm going to be mad as shit.
How
my bitch working
up
was out. There ain't no food cooked. Now, if
and
I get home and
dirty?
Huh?
And the house dirty, too?
And the house grimy as shit. But you in the crib chilling, looking at me like I'm crazy as hell. But I just worked 12 hours, a nigga hungry. But you got, you ate a biscuit, a Butterfinger, Kit Kat or something. But I come in, I'm grimy as heck, I'm hungry, I'm tired. Now I got to go out and find me something to eat. Then, if worse come to worse, I got to cook. I'm even more pissed off. I feel like if I didn't grind it all day at work, only thing I would appreciate is just a meal. I don't even care. You can go to fucking Popeye's and give me a 2 for $2 on Tuesday, or go to McDonald's and give me a 2 burgers or something. I don't give a damn. Just have me something respectable that I want to eat at the crib. And you done made my day.
What?
Real talk. Ladies, I'm serious. Us guys that work hard, we simple as hell. All we want is some food, ESPN, and we good for the rest of the day. Like, straight up, we get them 3 things. I don't even care about what the rest of the day is. I'm serious. that, especially if it's Monday night, and I got the game on too. Ain't nobody. And just, I'm black out. I don't need nothing else. I'm straight for the day.
Cool.
That's every guy's dream, I guess. So
he's full of it. Guys ain't that simple.
All right. Okay. Whatever. I'm gonna do a poll on Facebook. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna do a poll on Facebook. Ask every guy, like, what is your ideal night? Half of these news gonna say, come home to a home cooked meal, either the game on, or I can go in the house, watch ESPN, and play Madden, and no problem. Guarantee you. Hold on. I gotta be real, my real guys. Some guys gonna say,
keep
come
it
home,
real.
Watch the game, food,
already know.
Sex, the rap.
Yeah, come home, watch the game, get some head. Yeah.
Okay. And then the rest of the night is great. You can go to sleep happy in here. That's it. That's all the guy wants. I'm going to do a poll. Don't worry about it. I'll do a poll on Facebook. So we'll figure this out. Don't even worry about it.
Man, whatever.
Serious, we simple. We don't want to. We don't want extravagant shit. We want simple shit. We simple as hell. We not that easy or hard to figure out. We just want simple stuff. If the game, you know we want to watch the game.
So what your lady want?
Let me see. That's a good question. On a regular basis?
Yeah. She worked too, I'm pretty sure.
I know that. I mean, I figure as long as I can fix some of these, you know.
Don't you cook sometimes?
I do cook. I don't love just being like that. I do cook.
I don't know. Maybe you don't. Maybe I should ask. Maybe you be slacking on her.
Okay, so what
is it? I don't believe.
Okay, all right. So I'm down like 5. But then, like, I never.
You down like 5. I don't know, dude. I don't know, do you cook for her? But I'm just saying, men be want women to do extra shit. Like, we superwoman sometimes. And we superwoman.
No? Yeah.
Yeah?
All right, okay, fine then. All right, twice?
You cook
for me, her. I mean, other times I cook, you cook, come on.
She buy you.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Oh, she owned your house?
No, it didn't. No. No. Try that. No.
What y'all on? iPhone? No. FaceTime shit. What? Y'all on FaceTime?
Okay, I cooked twice. What about the real life then?
OG Radio. Y'all hear this boy caking it. Mr. AK is caking it, and it's funny.
No, you fed me. I don't get it. Okay, I said I cooked twice. So, that's not enough. Tell me the truth right now.
Right. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Tell I said hey.
She can hear you.
But, yo, what was I saying, yo? Yeah, but... I mean, yo, it ain't all about men. Sometimes it's about women. I'm just saying.
I said that.
Bullshit. Men do not cater to their women. Y'all want us to do, take care of the babies, work, cook, clean, everything.
And we ain't on this.
What?
And we ain't on this situation right here, can
we? We ain't on this situation.
I thought I couldn't win with this.
You can win with that? Women do more stuff than men will ever do in a relationship. Women is a relationship. Women rule the world, damn it. And I said it to the viewers. Ladies, we rule the world, and every man on this phone and listening know it. And if you say women only rule the world, then that means your mama don't rule the world, because you came from her.
See?
It's a woman world.
Always got to go there with it.
It's the truth. Women rule this world.
I give you
I love to see y'all having homosexual activities without us. What? Just saying. All right. My case in point. Women rule the world.
You know what?
Yo, what, Gina? Tell Gina to get online and told you.
You know what? I'm finna go to my music.
Yeah, that's your best day.
That's my best bet, really. Okay.
Yeah, that's your best bet.
All right.
But tell Gina to get online and talk sometime.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Play that music, song.
I am, as soon as I find the right song to play.
Yeah, she got you in check. Play that, Give It To Me Now. Uh-oh.
I'm going to play that shit just because you went in.
Yeah, you in check, too. That's right, damn right. His girl online. Mr. AK in check.
Really?
Really.
That's how you feel? Anyway, I'm going to get to this music, y'all, because apparently somebody think they trying to take over my damn show. So, anyway, I'll be back after these songs. Yeah, I gotta deal with it.
Look, I had a couple rounds and I seen you in the crowd and I really like your style. So I'm trying to take you down. Ain't no time to play around. Why would we go to the crib when you can give it to me now?
Give it to me now. Uh-oh. I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so give it to me now. Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so give it to me now. The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment, let's go dip off somewhere in here.
Yeah, we should dip off. Tattoo me with your lip gloss, cause I'm just trying to score. All you gotta do is kick off. But strong got me feeling myself. Rather be feeling you. So let's just get to work and skip the talk. This ain't no interview.
Interview.
We living for the moment, so it seems. But you know it's worth it, cause you felt it poking through the jeans. So give it to me now. You know what it is. Cause tomorrow isn't promised, but this orgasm is.
Give it
is.
To me now. Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself a show. Baby, I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment. Dip off
see my patron shots are double. Now they got me seeing double. So I'm thinking three for
me, you and your twin. Girl, that's trouble.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love what you done with your hair.
But when we finish, that shit gonna be everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. And we can do it everywhere. Bathroom to the dance floor. It's probably better there.
I know I just broke one of your hair.
I'll get you a
give
better
pair. Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah.
DNA.
Yes.
Yeah.
See me in that new
ass. Ask me how I get there.
See me with that new bitch.
Like Michigan. out, I gotta make moves. Been on me when you done it. I told that girl, okay, cool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. My jury game dumb. My watch is straight fool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. 100 bottles, we can make it rotate pool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Stand still.
So I dig it down. Bra panties hit the ground. No lingerie, it's like bombs away. As soon as she get my zipper down, I'm all about my business. My ambition is endless. I get my work out and then I flex. I call it fitness. Just trying to get my muscle up. You better get your hustle up. Cause every day I double up. Taking all of your customers. Please don't be offended. Don't start with me cause I end it. These hoes won't leave me alone. I got cash but I never lend it. How you feel? I'm feeling splendid. How do you do? I'm doing swell. How else I'm supposed to feel? I just throw your clientele. Get that kush by the bell. And I sell it by the zipper. It ain't shit that you can tell. Can you tell them I'm that nigga? Call the waitress, I'm a tipper. Show my appreciation. She brought us 100 bottles. Drunk them all and now we wasted. But she ain't wanna take it. Cause I gave that girl a bankroll. Well, meet me at my hotel. She smiled and said, okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. My jury game dumb. My watch is straight fool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. 100 bottles, we can make it rotate pool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Stand still.
The ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X.
What's on this? Bitch random. Hip hop superintendent, I punish reprimandum. Murder complimentary. Jesus, peace on my fleet. Bitches, Hail Mary. Going harder than the center block. Coming at your gender cop. Pop, snap, crack, a lobby at your foot like horse drop. Coming at you niggas' head, who you are regardless. Hood made for copper fit and Mona Lisa hard, bitch. I leave you pussy thinking creeping. Give me silence when I'm speaking. I'm the reason why you breathing down. Diva mama seat. I'm not conceited, just no compliments to need a titty. Fairy breath of hip hop in the lyrics, I can see them. Thoroughbred breeders. Fuck lollipop rappers, who the fuck needs them? Rap games go and tick and ain't no need to chop and mix it cause I'll cough, sneeze, sick with it. Real straight gorilla, how I saw the blood kill ya. Cash trade the seats on the alcohol has that he silk ya. Natural born beast in the hood, bread monster. Keep a hit, listen at a nigga to the roster. Keep that fettuccine, that linguine, money, pasta. Gusta, get it crackin' cause bitch, I'm the captain. Rapper spittin' episodes, television, no caption. Commercial free, everlasting. Lyrics premium, propane, that gas, bitch.
Yeah, it was cracking. It's your boy AK, OG Radio. I know I do my little mixes. How I doing, man? Like I said, I appreciate everybody kicking it with me. You know what I'm saying? Tuning in with me, you know, keeping my show. One of the hottest shows on the internet, and I do mean that, and I do appreciate that because at the end of the day, all y'all artists, man, y'all make my show what it is. And I do appreciate y'all every day. Like I say, you know, everybody that supports the show, that's a good look. But you're not supporting my show. Y'all really just supporting each artist out here, man. I do appreciate that. And like I said, shout out to you, Lauren. You do make my show different. You do keep it different and live with me and you going back and forth. Seems somehow, some way, everybody liked the fact that me and you be arguing about these damn topics. But, I mean, it's all good. So, man, I can't say nothing about that.
Mr. AK.
What up?
Read my blog, son, and tell me what it is.
You want me to read it right now?
I'm not on the air.
All right, then. Be cool. All right, cool.
But people, the Diggy and J. Cole situation. Black people, we got to stop beefing, period. It seems like, I'm going to be real with you, from my outtake of just all this beef situation now. People going at President Obama head now because they're not satisfied, black people, with the leadership that he has. Now, everybody has their honest opinion to critique someone, especially a public figure. Hey, they're a public figure. You can critique their performance, whether it's negative or positive. But it's a way we got to critique people put negative. It's the way we have to critique their performance. We have to learn how to uplift our society without trying to hurt them or hurt someone's image by saying, hey, brother, I don't like the way that you're talking like that. So can you please take into consideration and change the way you use language and such as an example? It's a way we have to talk and address people and issues. That's my whole thing about that beef issue, talking about Diggy saying J. Cole wanted to be with his sister and all that nonsense, and Tyrese getting in the middle of it saying, J. Cole, I'm grown, and all that nonsense. It ain't even worth it for a beef to even go on no more in the black community. That's just my honest opinion. I feel like beefs are none but putting the black man against each other or the black woman against each other.
Man, I feel like there's a difference in beef and music beef, and then there's that block beef, that shit off the block, that stuff that spills into hip-hop. I feel like at the end of the day, even though a lot of people don't realize it, but Jay-Z and Nas' beef, that was a strictly on-wax beef. It didn't leave past the stage. After they got off stage, they were still like, man, they still respect each other at the end of the day. Neither one of them wanted to do no harm to the other person. It was strictly for music and money purposes, which I can 100% respect. But, like I said, back in the day, man, when you heard about beefs, before the whole Biggie and Tupac thing, this is what hip-hop was built off of. It was a beef. It was like one dude saying, oh, man, I'm better than you on the mic. Okay, well, prove it. At the end of the day, they went their separate ways. They respected each other at the end of the day, and it was it. Anytime
right,
somebody had a problem with somebody in the music business, they wasn't trying to shoot each other. They're like, okay, like even with the DJs would come through and be like, man, whoever system was the best guy out there. And then you come back the next week or the next month or the next event and try to top that DJ. Okay, my sound system better than yours. Set one system up on one side of the room, one system on the other side of the room. Whoever kept the party rocking the most was the man. Therefore, oh, dude think he better than us, so we got to up our gift to get better. Then they added the MC. Oh, well, shoot, I can rap better than this dude right here. Why you spin that record, man? I'm finna spit these bars. Then other guy came up. Oh, man, I'm better than you. That's the beef. They kept it on wax. Didn't nobody even fight about it, whatever like that. Even if they fought about it. It was all right, man. We fought about it. It was over with. We squashed it. But everything gets escalated to a different level on every situation. So as rap got bigger, the beefs got different and bigger. And when you pull in these people from different areas, people that ain't got nothing to do with it, these entourages, that's when this beef starts spilling into the street. It wasn't these artists. It's the people they affiliated with. And 9 times out of 10, these people they affiliated with, they are on two different aspects of life. Like they say nowadays, these dudes that was in the streets, that these rappers pulling out, these guys are about that. They live that. They went through that. Most of these rappers probably ain't even got it. You know what I'm saying? Went to jail for nothing real. So some of these, I ain't saying all, but some of them probably ain't went to jail for nothing real. But they got guys around them that was on it and that was doing it. So they like, man, I might as well ride how you ride. At the end of the day, it's not the same. So I feel like that hip-hop has gotten so big to where it's not these artists, it's these people behind the scenes that's putting the stuff in their head to make them feel like that they about that life in their
head. Hey, I wonder, hey, Mr. AK. Can I read my blog?
Go ahead.
Because it kind of talks about what you're saying. I wrote my blog. It's called Understanding Hip Hop, Chief Keef. And I started off as a great example of how hip hop slash rap is manipulating the youth is Chief Keef. He's a 16-year-old making drill music. Have anyone took an opportunity to understand him or other young men of this system? No, I believe that Chief Keef was misunderstood because we didn't take the time out to identify with him. All we heard was his urban expressions, his drama with JoJo, his statement that he allegedly made via Twitter and an Instagram picture of him receiving oral sex. After I was listening to his interview on the Breakfast Club radio show, I saw him in a different light. This was a young man from Parkway Gardens. He is a 16-year-old teenager with a baby girl named KK, and his mother is 32 with a baby boy. His mother allowed him to listen to rappers as a child. She encouraged him to rap. This young man, who was in legal trouble and got lucky from doing videos off his friend D-Gang's YouTube page, he gained fame, and he acquired a multi-million dollar deal and his own Beats by Dre line and a movie role. He didn't have any kind of artist development. They just gave him a contract. And there are so many that's wishing they were in a position, and it's hard for particular few to turn down this money. People invest in their future in college and put time and effort in studying. And all he did was make songs and videos and had a fan base, and they gave him more money than most college grads. Instead of being hostile towards him, people should get mad at them for allowing him to be the voice of the youth, because Chief Keef is a child. He doesn't know no better. He's getting rewarded for his accomplishments. And I'm not defending Chief Keef, but I'm keeping it 100. And he's a young man trying to support his family and stay out of the streets of Chirac and not end up in the coffin as countless of our children has in Chirac. So we must accept him and pressure him to make a different type of music.
Makes sense to me.
Huh?
That makes sense to me. I mean, like I said, you know, nine times out of ten, people gonna make the music that, you know, that everybody else wanna hear. They gonna make that new fad music that everybody wanna hear, man.
Yeah,
you know, like
but
I said.
True.
I mean, I feel you, but at the same time, it's like, if it's making money, who gonna stop doing it?
Right, and I'm saying they gotta understand his circumstances too. For you, like,
if he broke project, and that song that made him about 4-5 stacks, 4-5 racks, he ain't finna stop that shit. Ain't nobody finna stop that shit. He finna run that till it run dry. So,
you know what Parkway Gardens at?
I know where that's at.
Yeah, that's where he from. Shit. So, no, he ain't going to stop. Why would he? He got to do it all that. He's a young man that's making money off of the hip-hop entertainment that he has seen other rappers that has came before him to do the same thing. It's a gateway to get out of the hood, whether people like the music or not. It's a way for young black men and women to get out of the hood, whether it's exploring the culture or not. I mean, it's just a way of making money, but people must understand this, that McDonald's ain't no good for you, Wendy's, even some of them prescription pills we take, alcohol ain't even no good for you, cigarettes, and all other kind of stuff that ain't no good for you, but guess what? America makes money off negative things, like incarcerating young men in jail for petty offenses like weed. All of men, you'll be surprised how many black males have went to jail because they didn't got little weed cases in the 90s. I'm talking about bags, a little bag of weed. How many of them you got incarcerated and the state has made money off of it? People must understand that we live in a land where negative
But negativity makes more money than positivity. And it seems like that's how it always will be.
Yeah. That's true statement. You know, I can't even disagree with it. But, you know. I mean, hey, Aaron, you know, can't change nothing in like days, not even a year, not even in 4 years. I'm just saying, it's going to take some time for stuff to start formulating and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, man. It just, hopefully the right people start speaking up and saying what they need to be said and do what they need to be do, so these things can be fixed and can be changed and all that, whatsoever else. So I do appreciate you stopping through, man, and hollering at me and hollering at my people. I do appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, you reading your blog, you're educating these people up on something other than what's going on in the music area. So, like I said, man, you know, I appreciate you coming through and kicking with me as always and starting arguments and everything else like that.
True. And thank you for all the fans. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to have this spot. One, two. To speak to you.
No problem. No problem, G. All right, well, you know I gotta get back to my music, man. And like I said, y'all already know how I end my nights out, so you know, so y'all stay tuned, your boy AK, OG Radio. Y'all already know how to do it, all right?
Right.
Got you covered. Don't even worry about that.
I see. I caught the end of my song.
I know. You know I'm a running back, though, so don't even worry about it. Once I get
know
these
that.
Up. Right. You know I'm a running back, so don't even worry about it. I got all that covered. You know what I'm saying? I always got everything covered. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like I said.
I just had to call in and say hi.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, yeah. Y'all already know this. My co-host, my Mel Dingo Hour, as always. Yep, it's me. Always checking in with me. I always keep Mel Dingo Hour rolling. And I'm still waiting on both of them to give me the okay so we can run this second hour
So, you know, maybe we can get that cracking in a couple of weeks, whatever. However we going to put that together. But we're going to put it together, though. So.
Wait. Everybody go follow Mel Dingo and Mel_Dingo on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely go do that. Go do that right now. Like right now. While I play these songs. So you can like follow him. So you can retweet it after I tweet it. And then
support.
Right, because you know this is the main goal of my show. I mean, anybody who listens to my show know what it is. So, y'all already know what's up. I'm going right back in. I'm playing all three songs over again. So, y'all sit back, y'all relax. I'm gonna get to the next two, and I'm running back everybody's favorite song. So,
and shout out to Mel Dingo and the Gutter Man, and we definitely need some more Mel Dingo up in. No
Dingo
Hour. Patiently waiting.
That's what they waiting on. So I'm getting back to these other songs, and then you know I'm going to play all of them again. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all keep it locked. It's your boy Late Night AK. Mel Dingo Hour is rolling. My co-host, yep, that's me. Let's get it.
Dingo Hour. Last night this girl called me on some freaky shit. She wanted to see me quick. She's sleepy, but she needs a dick. I was watching TV, drinking Henny with tequila mix. Put back on my clothes and grab my keys to go and see this chick. Pulled up to a crib, got out the car and walked up to the door. I was about to knock, but then the door started to open slow. She gave me that face to let me know we got no time to play. Standing in the heels, baby, all down up in her lingerie. I licked my lips, then she walked me to a room. She was tickling my hand, it's about to go down soon. So I'm getting charged, my dick is hard as it wanna be. I can see this bride, pussy. Robin, she wanted me, so let's get it on when I see you, baby. I'm gonna make you moan while I drive you crazy. You're talking like you're ready for me. I'ma make it hot when I lick that spot. I'ma pump her, get up free. Now she dropped down, but didn't wanna get her eagle on. Unzipping my pants with no hands, y'all know where she on. She whispered to me, it's your world, and I'm telling her, you go, girl. Keep on doing what you're doing, for sure you're making my toes, girl. Off goes my shirt, cause it was getting hot. We fell off in the bed, I have on shit for my socks. I push her legs back, then slowly put it in. And I beat that pussy up like I was fresh without the fences. Off goes my shirt, cause it was getting hot. We fell off in the bed, I have on shit for my socks. I pushed her legs back. Pussy up like I was fresh about the fence, out the fence. Now we riding and rolling.
Hey yo, what's good, ma? Hey, I got the oven on 350.
Dingo Hour.
Why don't you go get in? But I could see
I'm tweaking.
How did you get your pussy to taste this way? Like all the dessert on Christmas Day. Girl, come about them
clothes.
Just one look at you, I know it's from scratch. Can I get a piece of that? Girl, your shit is the bomb. I love the smell by my face when I hold it up. Say my grace and I'm going nuts. It's going down, girl, you know what's up. When I'm craving for something sweet, I just wanna eat it up. Oh, clean it up with my tongue, baby. Then lick my lips when it's gone, baby. Now we're in the kitchen, baby. By the stove, getting it on, babe. And the feeling's blazing, babe. When I'm hungry, baby, I like it, baby. I like it, baby. Oh, girl, it looks so sexy. I just wanna eat it all the time. It tastes so good, yeah, that apple pie. Sweet.
can't get enough of that pussy. Can I get a piece of that, baby? We look like it's ready. All I want to do is get somewhere with it and tear that shit up while it's smoking, babe. Girl, just let me taste it. Pass that cooking to me. Girl, I'm addicted to everything that you got sweet coming out of your oven, babe. Let me eat that in the coop. Let me eat that in the cheap cheap. Let me eat that at the crib.
Y'all know this, your boy AK OG Radio Man, and I want to send a happy birthday out to one of my friends, my girl Candy. Definitely happy birthday, and hope you have fun, be safe, whole nine, all that good stuff. I got something for you, you know what I'm saying? You never know, you know, what I do on people's birthdays, you know, they music on my show. I do support them, man, so I'm getting to one or two of her tracks, because I can do that, so... Y'all be cool. Y'all check this track out. It's your boy, AK OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
I'm down with you, it's true.
I know them guys trying to spit that game, they trying to get all up in it. I'ma be a little different, take a little time, just sit on the sideline. Nice body, good combo, light skin, 5'9", pretty young thing with brown eyes. Ain't telling no lies, the realest thing that you ever seen. I mean, it's up to you if you want to get comfortable, let a man see what's up in them jeans. In the meantime, play it cool and just relax. Be grown up thing and just sit back, I got what I'm gonna do black.
Seven days of the week.
Yeah, that 24-hour mixtape, man. AK. I'm in the booth, yeah. I'm such a monster. They want me out. They got me caged up. I don't know who, but they got the leash on me. I ain't a dog, but let the leash go. I'm the underdog. Yeah, I love my position. They don't expect me to kill versus. They silly. They don't know me. Well, you never will. I'm three different people, three different times of the day. I know you love my style. They call me AKA. Please say to Mr. Boy or get in the way. I mean thrown away. I mean thrown up. I'm tossing everything. Call me the king. What? Money is so different. The power is gone. I ain't paying nothing. We just take it home and bring it back and bring a stack. I see you, girl. I'ma make it clap. Yeah, that. All right. Round two, here I go. I should have a bomb somewhere in the song. Nah, I might as well strap it to my chest. Call me C4, let me detonate this whole beat. When I shut it down, ain't nobody standing in the booth. It's just me by myself, AKA, I'm the best. Ain't nobody messing with me. You should wanna tell me next, huh? I'm running this. Let's go in. Be straight telling what the business is.
Bony to the gristle, ballin' to the whistle. Blowin' and coatin' on my rhymes so official. Loose leaf paper, but my rhymes so tight. With more punchlines than Cassidy. Playin' fight night, tell them what the hell you talkin' about. I got stacks on top of stacks, betting for a million. If I lose, fuck it, then running back. Bitches suck the pieces off my CD, cause my flow is cracked. Never found a match in this world, fuckers up with that. Bony being AKA, what more can a nigga say? Every hour out the day, guarantee we get. Hey, OGE and SOS, guarantee we the best. Can anybody think we less? Come and put us to the test.
Yeah, I know what it is, man. 24-hour mixtape, man. Every day you wake up, it's gonna be something new, man. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I think this history in the making, man. But please stay tuned, man. If y'all think y'all like gonna hit none of this, y'all don't know I got more on radio stations. So tune in to blogtalkradio.com/MrAK38. OG Radio.
OG Radio.
Hey, I know it's your boy AK OG Radio, man. I'm
all y'all swimming in the kids, you know, that's stupid. Hey, shout out to my girl Lauren, I always hold me down every night. Give me that great time to get a night. Shout out to all the other guys in here. What you feel, what you feel, and a shout out to everybody that's listening. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I appreciate that all the time. Definitely keep the change, bro. Hey, like I said, in all my nights, man, love to you. Let's take it. If y'all last night, you can make it. Hey, hey, for me, I'm about to step out of here, man. Do what I know. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, I'm going to be I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.